The Hobyhouse, a fairy tale from England. Once there was an old man and woman and a little girl, and they all lived together in a house made of hemp stalks. Now the old man had a little dog named Chirpy, and one night the Hobyhouse came and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemp stalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so that the Hobyhouse ran off. And the old man said, "Little dog Chirpy, bark so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning, I will cut off his tail." So in the morning, the old man cut off little dog Chirpy's tail. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so that the Hobyhouse ran off, and the old man said, "Little dog Chirpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till morning, I will cut off one of his legs." So in the morning, the old man cut off one of little dog Chirpy's legs. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so that the Hobyhouse ran off, and the old man said, "Little dog Chirpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till the morning, I will cut off another of his legs." So in the morning, the old man cut off another of little dog Chirpy's legs. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemstalks, eat up the old man and the woman, carry off the little girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so that Hobyhouse ran off. The old man said, "Little dog Chirpy barked so I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till the morning, I will cut off another of his legs." So in the morning, the old man cut off another of little dog Chirpy's legs. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again, and they said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so the Hobyhouse ran off. And the old man said, "Little dog Chirpy barked so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till the morning, I will cut off another of his legs." So in the morning, the old man cut off another of little dog Chirpy's legs. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hempstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl." But little dog Chirpy barked so that the Hobyhouse ran off. And the old man said, "Little dog Chirpy barks so that I cannot sleep nor slumber, and if I live till the morning, I will cut off the little dog Chirpy's head." So in the morning, the old man cut off little dog Chirpy's head. The next night, the Hobyhouse came again and said, "Hobya, Hobya, Hobya, tear down the hemstalks, eat up the old man and woman, and carry off the little girl." And when the Hobyhouse found that little dog Chirpy's head was off, they tore down the hemstalks, ate up the old man and woman, and carried off the little girl in a bag. When the Hobyhouse came to their home, they hung up the bag with the little girl in it. And every Hobyhouse knocked on the top of the bag and said, "Look at me, look at me." And then they went to sleep until the next night, for the Hobyhouse slept in the daytime. The little girl cried a great deal, and a man with a big dog came that way and heard her crying. When he asked her how she came there, she told them. He put the dog in the bag and took the little girl to his home. The next night, the Hobyhouse took down the bag and knocked on the top of it and said, "Look at me, look at me." And when they opened the bag, the big dog jumped out and ate them all up. So there are no more Hobyhouse now.